This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced the distribution of nearly $30 million for local infrastructure improvement projects across the state. According to a press release, the funding comes from the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program and will be administered through the newly created Local Small Structures Improvement Program. It's meant to help smaller municipalities across Wisconsin, especially those in more rural areas of the state, repair or replace their aging culverts and small bridge structures. The Northwest Wisconsin region will receive over $7.5 million to support 39 road improvement projects in the area. Eau Claire County will receive one of the largest individual portions of that funding at around $462,000. Four municipalities in Chippewa County also received funding awards, including the towns of Arthur, Tilden, Delmar, and Cleveland. DOT officials say they received around 430 applications requesting over $130 million of funding, which shows significant interest in the program from local communities. Menards is inviting Chippewa Valley residents to participate in a pet supply drive over the next couple of months. According to a press release, Menards Home Improvement Store will act as a drop site for pet supplies from this Saturday to September 30th. The supplies will go to support the operations of a local humane association, and there will also be a collection box near the exit doors for monetary donations. Anyone interested in donating can bring items like beds, food, and collars with them, or purchase those items in the store and drop them off on the way out. The annual Chalk Fest event will take place at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire this weekend. In collaboration with Volume 1, the event will see over 150 local artists cover about a quarter mile of sidewalk at the university with chalk-based artwork. Those attending the event will find QR codes allowing them to vote for their favorite displays, as well as food trucks and other activities. Artists will begin working on their portions of the sidewalk at 7 a.m., and residents can check it out beginning at 11 a.m. Winners will be announced at around 5:30 p.m. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes became the third Democrat to drop out of the race for Wisconsin governor yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez pulled out 2 weeks ago following a campaign finance controversy, while former State Economic Development Chief Missy Hughes ended her candidacy in June. Following Rodriguez's exit, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley re-entered the gubernatorial contest, backed by Governor Tony Evers. These political shifts are happening as nearly 130,000 have already submitted their absentee ballots. On Wednesday, a judicial ruling dismissed a Democratic-backed legal challenge that aimed to permit voters to recast ballots they had previously filed. Governor Tony Evers activated the Wisconsin National Guard to support tornado victims just hours after touring the damage in Menasha yesterday. Evers said activating the National Guard will ensure every available resource is deployed quickly and effectively to support cleanup, restore essential services, and keep people safe while recovery efforts continue. According to the governor's office, National Guard members will assist with debris removal, traffic and safety support, wellness checks, and other services as requested by Winnebago County officials. The governor hasn't yet said how many troops will be deployed to the area or when they'll arrive. Officials say no fatalities still have been reported, but widespread damage has left many neighborhoods without electricity and under boil water orders. Fleet Farm is launching a food drive to help out those hit by the tornadoes. Community members can drop off non-perishable food items at two collection sites at Fleet Farms in Appleton. Donation bins will be near the front entrance of Fleet Farm on Wisconsin Avenue and the Fleet Farm Support Center on Memorial Drive. Organizers say they're looking for things like canned vegetables, fruit and soup, peanut butter pasta, cereal, and granola bars or snacks. A former Packers fan favorite player is revealing a terminal disease diagnosis. Former Green Bay Packers running back Amon Green told the Go Long with Tyler Dunn podcast that he's living with Parkinson's disease. The 49-year-old says he was diagnosed over a year ago, but is ahead of most symptoms through medication and a proper diet. He's the second ex-NFL running back to announce a long-term diagnosis this month after former Tennessee Titan Chris Johnson went public with his battle against ALS. Madison's independent police monitor says she doesn't yet have all the evidence from the Madison Police Department, but she has already begun her investigation into the police-involved shooting death of Corey Ruiz. The Monitor says she's still waiting for the names and the incident reports from the officers involved, as well as dash cam footage. No body camera footage exists because most Madison officers are not equipped with cameras. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation are announcing that 101 communities across the state will receive $30 million through the Local Small Structures Improvement Program. The funds are set to repair or replace aging culverts and small bridge structures on local roads across Wisconsin. In a statement, Evers said, "These investments are making a difference for communities that otherwise would not have received any funding." Stoughton's City Council has voted to end its contract with Flock Safety following months of public opposition over privacy concerns. The city signed the two-year, $25,000 surveillance camera agreement just 7 months ago, but will now pay a $12,500 buyout fee and remove the cameras. Police officials say the cameras were intended only as a public safety tool. Stoughton now becomes the seventh entity in Dane County to end or to not renew its contract with Flock Safety. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Will the Brewers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's trade deadline is Monday. Will the Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, make a trade like they did in 2008 for pitcher CC Sabathia? Brewers reporter Adam McKelvey.
It is a time of year where the selling teams rely on emotion. Matt Arnold is in a position where the league knows he wants to add to this club. They have the best farm system in baseball, so they have the pieces to add. You know, they take it down to the very end. This is your August 3rd at 5 p.m. Central, and they try to get a GM to make an emotional decision. It doesn't always work, but then when it does work, it's the summer of CC Sabathia.
The Brewers in Anaheim tonight against the Angels. NFL, Packers tight end Luke Musgrave on the physical unable to perform list after suffering a neck injury.
Yeah, he was just doing a basic individual drill and felt something, and we're just hoping that it'll subside.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley Weather. It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down. Low to mid-70s for a high. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms, especially in the evening, will drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Start to a nice weekend with a high in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.